Mr. President, quisiera dar una muy cálida bienvenida a la delegación de Perú en este día tan frío en Ginebra. And let me welcome the commitment of the new president of Peru to unity, inclusion and dialogue, and also welcome the bid made by Peru last year to join this council in 2024-26. However, Mr. President, we are concerned about reports of abuses by the police and armed forces during the recent protests in Peru. We call on the government of Peru to intensify its efforts to ensure a proportionate and legal response to protests and the protection of human rights, even in the face of violence, vandalism and attacks, which are unacceptable and have no place in peaceful protest. We continue to urge immediate and impartial investigations into allegations of abuses and disproportionate action. We ask that the government of Peru take swift action to build confidence by demonstrating that anyone responsible will be held accountable. We welcome the visit of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights and the work of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. We stand with the people of Peru in support of their democracy. So, we recommend that Peru, one, adopts regulatory measures to grant women and girls access to safe and legal abortion, especially on health grounds and for victims of rape. Two, strengthen multilateral multi-agency actions aimed at preventing and eradicating gender-based violence, including through capacity building for public servants, providing services and justice for survivors of gender-based violence. Three, strengthen institutional capacity to ensure the protection of human rights defenders living in indigenous communities, especially through the Ministry of Interior. Gracias, señor presidente.